This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Jonathan Farr, Senior Vice President of North America, EFI. EFI is an efficiency platform that overlays existing systems to help healthcare organizations compare massive amounts of data across their total enterprise, detect exceptions and problems, and guide interventions to improve efficiency that optimizes financial, clinical, and operational performance. Mr. Farr, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you out. So for starters, a good place to start. Tell us, how exactly does EFI work to kick things off today?
Sure. Think of EFI as an umbrella over the top of all the current operating systems in a hospital. The operating or transactional systems, whichever you call them, get things done. They produce activity within a hospital. EFI actually does not do that. It sits on top and extracts all the data from all those platforms, allowing one then to write analytic or audit questions, given that data. So what we do is, first we extract all the data. We get it into a common format so that it can basically all the data can work. We then turn around and have construction, the client construct actually themselves, audit questions. Typical audit question would be, was a certain code, when a process is occurring, how's it coded? Is it coded this way, this way, this way? If the answer is no, then an actionable alarm is sounded. That is then transferred, that information is transferred to a clerical support to make sure that it becomes accurate. So it's a real-time, near real-time, auditing system for the whole enterprise. Now, the definition I give you, or the example I gave you, was a very small example, very, very small within this enterprise. But think of this as all the data of the enterprise, allowing for very large questions as well as micro questions.
So tell us, how can hospitals benefit from integrating EFI RAID actionable analytics into their existing transactional data systems?
Yes. Well, let's talk the immediate financial benefit in terms of revenue. Oftentimes, transactional systems, when there's when something changes, like a physician changes their order, or if during an operation, they go in for one operation and that they discover the patient needs to have something else done, there's a change right then. What we can do is pick up that change has occurred, and again, create the alarm back into the transactional system so that a correction can be made and either proper billing or proper pre-certifications can go on. Again, that's a detailed example. But again, the auditors within any hospital organization are going to use this in a creative way. This is a tool for them to be able to sample or then actually test data that to see if it is as they anticipate in an auditing function.
And does EFI carry a big price tag?
No, EFI is sized to the particular organization that it has. It depends on, of course, how many different platforms we're talking about. The way it's actually priced is EFI is a singular platform. And by the way, let me go back a little there. EFI came out of Europe. EFI is used by the telecommunications industry for their primary auditing tool. They use it across all their companies. It allows for all their companies to communicate into one central entity, one central database for them then to audit with. So it's a very robust system. It can handle huge amounts of data, and it can handle very complex platforms. They felt it was exactly the right tool to come into the American system, and I think they're right. They're using trained American healthcare executives like myself and a few others to bring this into the country. Now, in terms of back to your price tag, you purchase the platform, the FE platform, and then there's maintenance agreements. You can purchase that platform as a one-time purchase, or you can purchase it under annual lease. There are all kinds of options that can make this tool affordable. In terms of ROI, in the work we've been doing, we've been returning our costs within 3 to 6 months.
And I would say that's a quick turnaround on the investment. Today we are joined by Mr. Jonathan Farr, the Senior Vice President of North America EFI here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are the advantages of EFI over other RCM solutions?
Well, EFI is quite unique. When you think of an RCM solution, and the ones that I've seen in the country, 90% of them are what I would call, they're designed for very specific niches within the RCM. They're highly specialized. And by the way, they're very good at what they do. There are a few large RCM solutions that go across a whole enterprise, but not many. Ours actually, because it's not transactional, doesn't compete against those RCM solutions. Ours, as an auditing solution, it audits. It does not perform the actual activity. So it's hard to compare. It's like apples and oranges. Now, as a solution to make sure that you get, you are receiving the value you should for bills or for the services you render, then as an audit, as a real-time auditing solution, we, as the transaction occurs, as the it is run against our audit tool, and then again that information is sent immediately back to correct billing, so that you don't get denials, or you later on you don't have to write off because you were able to quickly and immediately adjust your bill before it goes out. Skips all the process of having to go through and go through the denial process.
Lastly, Mr. Farr, can you give us an example of how RAID alarms alerted a department such as radiology to a potential problem and guided the fix to prevent a claim denial?
Sure. Perfect. Thank you for that. Let's take, instead of radiology in this case, let me use outpatient chemotherapy. It's everyone's got this as a typical problem. The physician will change a drug for the chemotherapy real time. The patient will come in, he'll analyze the patient and diagnose and say, I think we should change the drug, and that drug is changed. The insurance, because of the expense of this of these drugs, the insurance companies often have as short as a 24-hour requirement, basically reauthorizing a bill. And the you need to be very quick in terms of the time frame of when a change was made and when the bill is cut to and so or when the reauth is done. And so EFI screens all the what's going on in outpatient chemotherapy, and as if a change in drug occurs, it immediately sends an alarm to the clerical support of, let's say, Blue Cross, who immediately, the person who's handling the Blue Cross accounts, it immediately then they send a reauth for that change in drug. And so we beat the 24-hour service. prior to using EFI, the organization we were helping was having a terrible time, a difficult time with this because it was a human process. Everybody was concentrating on the patient and getting the right drug to that patient, and it often fell through that they weren't getting the re-auth. We saved them a substantial amount of money on just that one simple alarm. Then if you add up the other alarms we've had for this institution, you know, they save substantial funds.
So much that goes on behind the scenes that we're not aware of, that we never hear about, and we can't thank you enough, not only for joining us and introducing EFI to the audience, but all that you're doing and the impact that you're having within the health care space. Where can listeners get all the details on EFI?
EFIHealthcare.com. I do want to, if I may, add one item to our work here, and that is a concept that we are way ahead of the curve on, and that's called actionable analytics. What we just described is actionable analytics. The analysis not only tells you the problem, but it gives you a real-time alarm for that problem, which allows you to take action. Traditionally, analytics has always been finding the problem, then correcting you either the human or the technical component, and oftentimes that can take months. In this case, we find those issues, we alarm them, and we get them solved, and that's a primary form of actionable analytics.
Well, Mr. Farr, again, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Continued success, and again, thanks for joining us on the program.
Eric, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Jonathan Farr, the Senior Vice President of North America EFI, an efficiency platform that overlays existing systems to help healthcare organizations compare massive amounts of data across their total enterprise, detect exceptions and problems, and guide interventions to improve efficiency that optimizes financial, clinical, and operational performance. And for all the details, visit EFIHealthcare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.